Welcome to Air Mattress Chronicles. The noise you're hearing in the background is my air mattress. Humble beginnings. Take one. Alright, so boom. We got that out the way. The elephant in the room has been exposed. So if you hear this bed creaking throughout the reading on my segments, just call it hashtag AM Chronicles. So, it's been brought to my attention that I should read horoscopes, books, novels, journals, poetry even. You know? So let's give it a go. We're going to read some insight from this app called The Pattern. Let me get some background music. Hopefully y'all can hear me well. As I stated, I'll be reading some from the app called The Pattern. Currently, the moon is in the part of the sky known as Capricorn. It is also the new moon, meaning that the moon is directly in between the earth and the sun. The sunlit side is facing away from the earth, so it looks like the moon is gone and the sky is dark. Symbolically, the new moon represents a kind of blank slate and a fresh start for each month. Because the new moon is in Capricorn, this month is about taking action. One gives you a sense of purpose. This influence can give you a better understanding of your strengths, gifts, and talents. And you may now see how to apply them in practical ways. If you've been doubtful of your ability to reach your dreams, then you may feel a burst of optimism and see that your goals aren't as far from you as you might have thought. This is also a great time frame to understand the roots of your insecurities so that you can be able to challenge any negative thoughts as they arise. This moon phase can encourage you to ground your goals into the present moment and create a plan of action that allows you to see how each step can steadily move you toward your future. Now is the time to set your intentions for the coming month, especially around achieving something that feels rewarding and adds to your legacy. It's also a moment to learn from what hasn't worked in the past and reframe your mindset on quote-unquote failure. Celebrate how far you've come and what you've already achieved. When you're able to notice and appreciate your progress, you can remind yourself of how powerful you are in every moment. You don't have to wait for the bigger milestones of success or certain rewards to acknowledge your wins. Above all, the intention of this phase is to help show you where to apply your energy. It's also a chance to see clearly what is and isn't working, and to be honest and authentic with your choices. There's also a special feature about this time. It's the last moon of the year. It's a moment that marks both an end and a beginning. As this year is coming to a close and the new year is upon us, the power and strength of your intentions can serve you for the entirety of the new year. Sometimes the end of the year can bring anxiety or self-criticism because you or others around you might feel like you haven't done enough. If this is true for you, try to give yourself a break and accept that wherever you are right now is enough, and it's exactly where you're supposed to be. Remember, it's never too late to start again, change course, or begin something new. Take a leap of faith into 2023 by trusting yourself and allowing the universe to meet you. During this time, it's helpful to ask yourself the following questions. What have you learned that has now settled within you as wisdom? What can you let go of that's no longer necessary or holding you back? Can you make space in your life for a whole new chapter? How do you want to spend your time, and where do you want to put your energy? What do you want to manifest? How can you work in a sustainable and efficient way? Can you delegate tasks to others so you don't have to take on too much? Can you release any doubts or fears of the future? If you've been in a place of worry recently, then now is the time when you may be able to see more possibilities and positive options. Legacy and impact. World update.